Homeless in paradise, that's how Queenstown residents describe living in the resort town during the housing crisis. People are resorting to living in cars, tents, hostels and couch surfing as rentals are in very short supply. With snow on the hills and winter creeping closer, there is a dire need for solutions. Tess Brunton has more.
I'm living out of a car, not even a caravan, just like a normal car that you'd obviously get about your daily life, and while also working full time, while also looking for houses, while also trying to find somewhere to shower every night and somewhere to cook.
This is how one Queenstown man, who asked not to be named, has been living for the past 3.5 weeks after his landlord told him to leave so they could renovate. He's currently on a visa that ties him to the area and says it's taking a toll on his mental health.
A homeless person living in paradise for a lot of people at the minute. That's the situation we're in. And it's getting to a point where it's worrying because winter's around the corner and there's so many people living out of cars, vans, and, you know, not everyone has access to a powered site or, you know, a socket to plug in a heater overnight. And it's just very, very tough out here.
He's tired of seeing empty houses or more houses become short-term accommodation when there are people who have been living in cars for months. It's been even tougher now the temperature is dropping.
I've got like a sleeping bag, duvet, and I just put as many layers on as possible to sort of keep warm during the nights. Put like neck warmers on, sometimes even sleep with gloves, it gets to that point.
There are more than 870 households on the Queenstown Lakes Community Housing Trust waiting list. About 80% are Queenstown-based. Its chief executive, Julie Scott, says the state of rental housing is diabolical.
It's a real crisis. I haven't seen anything like this in a long, long time. I think the issue is probably worse than pre-COVID in terms of the number of homeless people.
There's no quick fix or one issue to solve. She says the healthy home rules, while fantastic for tenants' well-being, have meant some landlords have switched to short-term stays to avoid paying for upgrades, and other homes are sitting empty. The most recent census data suggests more than a quarter of the district's houses are unoccupied.
We're imploring homeowners who have these unoccupied homes to lease them out, you know, perhaps a 6-month basis or an 8-month basis, but if they want it for a couple of weeks over summer, well then that's fine, but let somebody use it in the interim. So that's another aspect that we're looking into.
The Trust has 3 projects on the go, including a 68-lot development in Arrowtown that should have some houses completed next year. Happiness House manager Lena Boss says families and individuals are struggling to put a roof over their head. She says available rooms and homes are in short supply, are often very expensive and are flooded with applications. She's facing an uncertain future after the house she's lived in for more than 3 years was recently sold.
Definitely kind of unsettling, and I guess it shows that it's everybody's concern. Like, you know, everybody's in that same situation. Like, it can happen to anyone.
She says the situation will get worse closer to the ski season if nothing is done. The local council is working towards new inclusionary zoning rules that would mean most new residential developments will pay a fee towards more affordable housing. Housing Minister Megan Wood says 300 new homes are being built, funding for infrastructure is supporting more new builds, and the government is working on a joint plan to address the housing challenges.